opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, it is, and it's Wednesday, and it's Carl on Linda Bott. Good morning to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
KCNR 1460. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for everybody. So good morning. Got a lot of things happening today. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And so what happens when you're driving down the road with the sun in your face and people walk across the middle of the road?
Well, I don't know what, you know, I don't know if it was just him being stupid or him trying to instigate something. But, yeah, the guy just walks right in front of me, and I nailed the brakes pretty hard. And it's a sign of the times in Reading that I didn't honk or yell or anything because you don't know what's going to happen. Is that sad or what?
Well, you know, the thing, you know, we just saw where a guy was driving home last night on along the trail, and two teenagers jumped him with sticks, beat on him to try and steal his bicycle. And last night.
Yeah.
He was 47 years old on his way home.
Wow.
Anyway. Hey, good morning, everybody. That's not the right. It's kind of like. Okay. Let's restart here.
Yes.
Beautiful morning.
Back up.
Beautiful morning. Good morning, Linda. And what's it look like for the rest of the day?
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to have a high of 91. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 64. Thursday calls for a high of 92. And Friday, then I think what and Bob had mentioned this yesterday, there's been a readjustment from what our readings were at the first of the week when we start to do this weekly forecast. Friday is 95. We're not going to get into the triple digits until Saturday, which is calling for a high near 103, and Sunday 104. Now, at one time, we know that we were talking last week about Monday, oh my God, 111. Well, 105 and 111 are quite different. So Monday now is calling for 105. And that's just a little bit of the weekly forecast. Clear mornings, clear evenings, nothing too breezy. Humidity is around 52% today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite boutique in town, Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend, or even if it's just for yourself, which, you know, I'm sorry, I get my guilty pleasure with I do need to have my retail fix quite regularly.
Yeah, that must be quite the guilty pleasure
you're
having.
You can go in there, and you can, you know, everything's in a budget, trust me. They can fit you from head to toe. And, again, I've mentioned this before, but if you're on your way to go to something special or a dinner or an outing or a trip and you just don't feel quite secure about, you know, how things are fitting, go in there and they're going to help you. They're going to help you find those key pieces or just a cute top or a slacks or jewelry, anything. Anyway, Dandelion, located 1322 Pine Street. Now, let's talk about the Republican convention. Have you been watching it?
I have been, and not as much as you have. If somebody is, you know, Linda got into baseball several years ago, and so we watched baseball. Then she got into basketball, so we watched basketball. Now Linda's into the GOP convention, and I'm sure she'll be just into the Democrat convention. And you've been watching it all. You saw them doing all the voting yesterday, and you were and how they voted, and they put Trump in big time, big time.
I flip around on all of the MSNBC. CNN. I like to see Rachel Maddow, no matter how much she, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Anderson Cooper and watching their faces and thinking, okay, you know, I would just assume that they're Hillary supporters. So, you know, they're covering this and they're seeing a lot of things that are, you know, a really kind
they're
of
binging. They're
staunch
them.
Conservatives. However, I'm just extremely moved. I'm seeing a lot of movement in the convention. Yeah, there was some crazy stuff in the first day. But as many people say, this is what you try to do is you get people coming from all over the country. Many people got behind us, like a lot of people got behind Bernie Sanders. People got behind Cruz. They got behind Kasich. They got behind Rubio. And now they're at this convention and they're struggling. But last night, I really feel like if you're going to get behind this party, you got two choices, Hillary or Donald Trump. What are you going to do? So you better figure out what you're going to rally behind. And last night I really felt like they're saying it's got an organic feel, this convention. And they're also saying that since many of these reporters have been since 1992, they've never experienced anything that's so unscripted. And that's what makes it exciting.
Well, and then you have some people say, well, you know, there have been mistakes made, you know, they don't have a lot of convention experience. Well, they don't, because guess what? This is new. Trump is going in there and is pulling the party together, it looks like. And, you know, and there's people that they're not crazy about. Look at Chris Christie. Chris Christie's speech last night, they had those, you know, those three lines. One is the Republican, one's the Independent, and one's the Democrats, right? You know, and you follow that line while he's speaking, and you can see what their, what their emotions are. Well, Chris Christie had a great, great speech last night, including the place he said, if she's guilty, she can't be elected, and or words to that effect. Anyway, but he was off the charts for the Republicans. The Independents had him up high, and even the Democrats started going up when he was talking about moving the country in the right direction. That right now with the economy and look what's happening on our streets and all this, we need a change. We can't have the next 4 years be an extension of the last 4 years or a throwback. You know, is this what we want? You know, aren't we supposed to be moving forward? Then why are we electing somebody from a time from 20 years ago?
Justice of the peace, at the highest order will be selected in this administration,
Supreme Court
coming up. And one of the things that, you know, you hear across the board, of course, I'm listening all the time and watching, is that, you know, Trump, through his children and his wife, and of course, Marla Maples was in the house last night. She wasn't on the floor, of course. She was in the back, backstage, because her daughter Tiffany Trump spoke last night. She was the first of the Trump children to speak. And when, you know, you can tell from their faces, she's not the ugly, well, I mean, she's not ugly at all, but I mean, there's no stepsister ugly feeling there. It's like they're this unit. And I really, this is something I like, and I'm sure I'm pulling a lot of women's heartstrings. One of the articles this morning was Melania Trump saved her man. You know, here he's married to somebody who became a naturalized citizen in 2006. She came to the country, hard work. She had to come and work very hard. It wasn't like she came and, anyway, my point is that there was some humanized her story. And then the children last night, Donald Trump Jr. saying, we know as much to drive around in a backhoe as we do as much as our car, because our dad made us go out with the blue collar workers and learn from the ground up. And he said, many people in my father's administration at the top level started out as blue collar workers, and he's dealt with those people as much as he's done. You don't have to have an MBA or an whatever behind your Harvard, you know, the numbers and the names behind your name. It's how you've gone to college. You can go within his company and work your way up. And he said many of the advisors that we have it now are those people who were
started with him
as blue collar workers.
Somebody working on the building.
Laying cement.
Yep. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break here at 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare. MD. Now, WellCare MD is one of the practices. It's a simple and conventional healthcare model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. It provides unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to Dr. Jill via text, email, and phone. It's a membership-based primary care practice. It doesn't accept health insurance, and this enables Dr. Jill to spend a lot of time treating and caring for her patients. Each one of her patients, when you walk in, you get 30, 40 minutes, whatever it takes for her to get to know you and to keep to get knowing you, and so then she can keep you well. That's right, WellCare MD. For more information, give them a call, 262-6626, or visit them on the web at WellCareMD.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You love me in a frozen time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. 7:20 in the morning here on the 20th of July. 63
wow.
Degrees going up to 91 today. Still a nice day. This weekend it's going to be up. Not as hot as we thought it was going to be, only up to like 108. You know, say only, because we were thinking like it's going to be like 111 and hotter, but not. It's going to be cooler than that. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's. You can get the cold, icy drinks or your hot coffee and brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's there at Tobacco and Brew. And then, of course, the finest tobacco emporium anywhere around here in Northern California. Open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business where veterans are always invited and appreciated.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
That's right. How many of you remember Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley? You know what? American Graffiti, who kicked the whole thing off, of course. Well, sad news today.
Famed director and producer Gary Marshall has died. He was 81 years old. He created some of the most popular 1970s shows, of course, including Mork and Mindy Happy Days, and directed films like Pretty Woman and The Princess Diaries. He passed away in Burbank, his publicist confirmed, passing away of complications of pneumonia following a stroke at the hospital. Now, he directed 18 films, including big screen hits like Beaches, Overboard. I love Overboard.
Overboard was great. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Still can watch it today. Yeah. Runaway Bride, Valentine's Day, and 1990s, of course, cult classic for everyone, Pretty Woman, which made out a star of Julia Roberts and gave Richard Gere his first hit in years. He finished a rewrite for a Broadway-bound musical version of Pretty Woman. 25 years later, The Good, the Bad, and the Revenge is Shopping. In 1970, Marshall created a television adaption of Neil Simon's play, The Odd Couple, for ABC.
Chad Klugman and Tony Randall.
Oh, yes. The successful sitcom drew several Emmy nominations over the course of its 5 seasons. Television hits followed soon after, of course, Happy Days, becoming the number one rated television show in 1977, and, of course, launched the American cultural icon, The Fonz. 7 shows that mattered in the 70s. After Happy Days, Marshall created spinoff shows Laverne and Shirley, starring his sister Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams, and Mork and Mindy, which jump-started Robin Williams' extensive career. Marshall was born in the Bronx, New York, and graduated from Northwestern University. He is survived by his wife of 53 years, nurse Barbara Sue Marshall, and leaves behind his 2 sisters, 3 children, and 6 grandchildren. He loved telling stories, making people laugh, and playing softball, winning numerous championships, even at the age of 81. He had a record this year of 6-1 pitching for his team, Begaset. That's his publicist. Several stars posted tributes to the famed director and producers on social media, thanking him for his many contributions to their credit.
Gary Marshall, I mean, that was, you know.
And their craft.
I kind of said, you know, when my daughter was like 3 years old, 3 and a half, she would plop herself down in front of Happy Days. It was her favorite show. And I thought, and this was when Happy Days was, you know, was like number one or number two, always in the top 10. And she, and as was, you know, 78, you know, somewhere around there. That so when Jennifer was 4, she would plop herself down, and she really enjoyed Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. And I said, well, just this is her favorite show, and it's kind of America's favorite show. Is this kind of showing, telling us that America's favorite shows, TV shows, are at that fourth, you know, 4-year-old level? I mean, she enjoyed them, and it was, and they were rated in the top 10.
I think that that was good family fun.
Maybe that was. Maybe that was it.
And, you know, it's almost like when you watch the Disney films today, you know, some of the brilliant Disney films today, they're like multi-dimensional level. You know, the parents, there's double entendres. Well, you know, back in the 70s, it wasn't just in your face, but there were certain things, a look, certain things that parents could watch and laugh at, and kids could look, it could just feel a happy time. It was happy time. It's Happy Days.
Hey, the VFW, 1934 over here in Oregon Street, they're investigating the fire. They think it was arson, though, that was set in the trash can up against the building, and the back of the building caught on fire. Now, they're going to have to rebuild here, and they're trying to raise $25,000 through donations to fund the repairs, and that's over and above insurance. The fire, when it started on the outside, all the sprinklers kicked on the inside, which is what they're supposed to do. However, they ruined tiles, food. You know, they had a children's game room there at the VFW, and it kind of ruined the equipment there. They're having to divide the VFW in half because one half of it is considered unstable in there. So the part with the bathroom is kind of like, you know, okay, you can't use that.
Oh, well, why can't you
the
just
bar
have
in the game room you can
one
use
door.
That.
One door, all inclusive.
I don't know. I mean, you put a porta potty back out there. That's what I do. It rents the building over there on Oregon Street. The VFW raises a lot of money. Excuse me, I shouldn't say a lot of money, but raises money for a lot of community events, help veterans, help kids here in town. And in fact, they are doing something called the Wine, Whiskey, Cigars, and Brew. On Saturday, July 30th, this is the fourth annual one of those. Linda is going, oh, no, you're going to that one. Yes, yes, I am. It starts at 2 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Music, food, live and silent auctions, gift baskets, all of this. Funds go to the kids for kids to camp and books for vets. Give them a call at 241-9168. To find out more about it, we're going to be talking a lot more about this. But the VFW post there. It's been broken into four times in the last year. And, you know, they put security out. They put alarms on it and all this. It's down by, you know, on Oregon Street, backs up against the railroad tracks. And you can imagine that, you know, all these economic intruders that keep coming in there, they don't care. They don't care if they get caught. They don't care because that's where we are. Which leads us to the next part is City Council last night voted not to fund the Schrader's homeless plan, Kristen Schrader's homeless plan.
Oh, boy.
Well, Kristen Schrader wanted $130,000, $65,000 each year for the continuum of care run by a nonprofit. The vote was 3-2 not to do that and to bring it back, and not even to bring it back another vote on it because Brent Weaver, who voted against it, as did Gary Cadd and Francie Sullivan, said, you know what, the plan is not whole yet. We haven't got buys-in from Shasta County, from Anderson, from City of Shasta Lake. We don't know who's going to be running the nonprofit, and we're going to, you know, you talk about throwing money out there. Now, Kristen raised the money, Schrader raised the money from private donations, which is fine.
To get the study done.
To get the study done.
Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Yes.
The point is we have a problem with homeless. And the thing is how much are we going to spend? How much is it going to continue to spend on pushing that out? What are the priorities of the city council? Do we need a day center? I believe we really need a day center.
Okay.
And does that take precedence over housing and all this? I mean, a day center where homeless and these transits can get off the street, sit in there, charge up their phones, charge up their computers or whatever else they're doing in there, have bathrooms there and that they can use.
We have a caller that called in and I'm confused because it's the VFW on Yuba Street.
What did I say, Oregon?
Yes, sir.
Because that's the one that we
Oregon are. Street is on the other side of the post office. So the address of the VFW Hall is Yuba Street. You wanted to make sure you were clarified on that.
Oh, the VFW Hall is on Yuba Street, but the VFW Post is on Oregon.
Ah,
okay, that's
what I said.
Okay, well, that's where you go
okay.
To.
No, the VFW for the Wine, Whiskey, Cigars, and Brew at the Veterans Hall is on Yuba Street. I'm sorry if I
and
didn't
that
make that
okay.
clear. Right.
Yeah.
The VFW 1934 is on Oregon Street.
And that was the one that burned?
That's the one that burned.
Okay. See, the way it was reported, I thought it was the hall that
Oh, no. The
okay.
hall was not burnt. It was the VFW post 1934.
Which is on Oregon Street. When you go with the
picture becomes clearer.
It's
yes.
right next to the, it's right next to Woody's and the Antiques Mall
the
there.
Antique Mall, right.
Which has, been, by the way, been broken into several
right.
times
and
also.
That's almost where I ran over the guy this morning.
Yeah.
Yep, right there.
And
yeah.
a place across the street that's been the, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name. Three or four times the business is the plants. The plants.
Oh, that they've gone in there and busted their plants outside. Oh,
yeah.
Now, you know what? So you start talking about, let's take care of the homeless. How about we take care of the crime first and the homeless? And I understand what Christian Schrader is saying, but there, you know what? Before we spend money, let's have a plan. And, you know, so it's been studied. Now, what's the plan? Who's going to do the continuum of care? Okay, it's going to be this organization. All right. then now you've got somebody that's going to run it that you can hold responsible for what's happening and what's happening with the money. We need to do something. Julie Winters said last night, you know what? This is yours. You need to own it to the city council. This is what we're saying about the city council. We're studying the hell out of everything, and yet we're not doing anything. We need to have, you know, when they bring the plans to the city council to vote, that ought to be in there. Okay, we need this much money for this continuum of care that will run year-round, and it's this person or this organization is going to run it. You know what? If you have that and they've got a plan, then if you don't vote for it, you're wrong. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. I believe we have Jim Pope out there.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 20th of July. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, 64 degrees going up to 91 degrees today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be a nice day today. This weekend might be a little bit warmer. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds that have solar, I want to say shields, but that's not what. Solar curtains out there that you can put out outside your house, and it will cut the amount of heat coming into your house by a tremendous amount. It can keep your house cooler and help your electrical bills drop down to where they should be instead of exorbitant amounts like most of us have, because when it's 108, you have a tendency to run your air conditioning or swamp coolers. All of this from Budget Blinds, plus anything else you want to cover your windows with, it all comes from Budget Blinds and Jerry over there. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We're here with Joanne McCarley, who is the executive director of the Compass Shining Care. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Haven't seen you in a while.
No, I've been busy.
Every time I see you, you look different. People tell you that?
No.
But it's always beautiful.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, that's great. You always look so feminine and pretty and just, you know, I always feel positive when I see you.
Oh, that's so nice.
You bring in a breath of fresh air.
Bless your heart.
And she brought with her Pete Peterson.
Good morning.
Another breath of fresh air here.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
This is for the third annual Powerful Senior Award
event.
Mm-hmm. And that comes from a commitment to honoring our elders. Bet you never thought you'd be there, huh, Pete?
Yes. Here we are.
Here we are. Okay, this is... tell us a little bit about this, Joanne.
Well, a big part of our mission is to, well, honor elders. We know that just because we get older, we don't lose our value, right? Mm-hmm. We, in fact, are more valuable because of all of the wisdom.
Enhanced.
That's right. And skills and experience that we gain over the years. And so... we created this event as part of Older Americans Month in May, just to send out a positive message. You know, there is some ageism out there, you know, and it's not true. So we decided to honor our local elders. Oh, I hate to even say it, honestly, because, you know.
It just feels weird because I'm
elder.
I'm not quite there, but mm-hmm. I'm on the cusp. And so it's just weird because you don't think of yourself as an elder.
Right.
Think of yourself as having a lot of years of experience.
That's
but when
right.
you're hanging around different age groups and they're 20 to 30 years younger than you, you realize, wow, well, there's a whole generation or two.
That's right.
Here.
Right.
And so how did the idea come to you?
I don't know where these, you know, I guess it was a God thing. That's the only way I know how to say it. I get these crazy ideas. And so we just... they have different themes for Older Americans Month. So that's another term, older adult.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of the terms, honestly. We're just people, right?
Uh-huh.
But so...
mature.
Mature. We're mature people. So I, you know, I honestly can't remember where the idea came from, but we just thought it would be cool and fun to do this and just send positive message out and honor people who are making a difference in our community, because that's the bottom line. Like, Pete Peters has had years and years of serving the community, and he's still doing it. So just because you're retired or up in age, it doesn't mean that you stop. And we hope that this just inspires everyone.
So Pete Peters, you're a recipient, or you're a former recipient.
No, he's a recipient this year.
This year,
it was
okay.
Jim Pope, who his name I had
there
written down, was a former
all
recipient
right, so
last year.
Congratulations
right?
on being the
Thank
recipient
you.
This year. And Pete Peters, you're former city council. And tell us some of the other things, a little bit about Pete Peters, because, again, this is a chance for you to shine and be acknowledged, recognized, and, you know, what this award's about.
Well... thank you. Let me just first say it's a huge honor, and coming from Shining Care Grace Place, they're awesome people. They do an awesome job for the seniors out there. So, just being recognized and being part of it, that's an honor all by itself. You know, I started out in the military, and I spent my time, and I did Vietnam and that, and then came back and went to college and that, and ended up on the Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County for two terms, and there I became acquainted with elder matters, because I happened to be on a couple of committees and working with the Department of Aging, and So that my elder service career began, I should say, with Board of Supervisors, and then went on and served on, and for many years, the chairman of the senior legal, which is no longer, but it was a organization that served seniors in many different ways, and developed an elder practice in my law practice, and served largely elders in that, and just keep going. Nice thing about this award is to remind people you're never too old to serve.
Right. I think you're right. And you're never too old to learn.
I like that.
And to keep moving forward. I mean, if you sit down and become stagnant, you become like, stalactite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to keep doing things to push your mind and to expand yourself. So, I appreciate, first of all, Pete's a friend, and I appreciate the fact. And I think it's a great choice. Someday when I reach the age of 60, I hope I could be considered. Pete is my older mentor.
that's awesome.
Pete. You know what? Pete does a great job. Everybody knows Pete, and he does so much, has done so much for our community. And it's really nice for Grace Place and Joanna, because you also do so much for our community, too. And you know what? I don't know if you're recognized enough for everything that you do in our community. And we appreciate you and, of course, Compass Shining Care.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about Grace Place. You know, by the way, it's such a fantastic, we call it a tea house, right on the corner of
Butte and Pine. Pine Street.
Butte and Pine.
Across from Corbett.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can go in there and get a little lunch.
Mm-hmm.
A great place for meetings in a peaceful atmosphere. It's, beautiful little china. What do you want to call them?
I bought my teapot.
Yeah, your teapots and your china.
Yeah, I bought it from the lady. She says, I don't know if we can sell these. So I just kept putting money on the table. She said, yes, okay, we'll sell that one.
It's the first man that came into camo to buy a teapot. Said, this is just, you're in Reading if.
you're right. I had a hunting jacket on.
You did.
So. We have a lot of men, dudes, that come in and they enjoy their tea. And we have Pete's coffee, too. Drinks and
sandwiches and soups and breakfast foods
and
you know what? It's serene in there.
Yeah, serene.
I think that's
the
right word. We walk in and there's no, people running around and strange things happening. You just kind of sit down. It's quiet. And,
right. Yeah. So I do have sort of an exciting announcement.
Okay.
Ooh, please.
So we are now sharing a space with my husband's business, 3G. He's a semi-retired law enforcement, and he's doing uniforms and safety gear for law enforcement, fire, EMTs, that sort of thing. Serving local heroes is his tagline. And rents are going up, costs are going up. The whole purpose of Grace Place for our nonprofit is to raise funds to provide our free services to the community. And we weren't making profit. We were just staying even with costs going up, so we're now sharing rent. So you'll have to come into Grace Place now.
Oh, yes,
we've figured it out. It's kind of cool, still cozy,
absolutely.
Cute. It's just a little smaller, and we're doing more outdoor space. But it's really fun to have our local heroes coming through. The ladies that are working in the tea house are pretty happy.
I guess they
are. Yeah. Oh, that's really.
Bob's staring at me.
Are
you staring at me for a reason? Usually you stare at me when you look at me because there's something I've forgotten to do. Oh, okay, I'm all right. This is what Homeless says. Isn't that special? Carl's little teapot. What would I pay for that video?
Yep, he's got some teapots, I'll tell you.
Hey, it's one of those weird things. Does he sell? He wants to know if he sells guns and ammo, too.
No, he does safety trainings and that firearm safety, but he doesn't sell ammo or guns.
Okay. You know what? Our chat room is always kind of strange out there.
Oh, yeah.
You probably know some of them.
What 3 years ago when you started this award, why and how?
Right. Well,
what inspired you?
We see families all the time, older adults, and often when we see them, maybe something has happened. They've had a change of condition. They aren't able to do all the things that they used to do anymore, and it's kind of a difficult time, And so our whole mission is about going in and helping them, but getting back to meaningful life. So adjusting to whatever's happened. Maybe we don't hear like we used to or can't do all the things we used to do, but we still have a lot of wisdom and value, and there's meaning to life. You're still here. So that's a big part of our mission, is to not only just meet the basic needs, but go beyond that and, you know, what would make your life great now? And exploring that. And we have people learning, how to paint that have never painted before. They've always wanted to, but they didn't have time. And they're amazing artists. Like, some skills have come out that people are finding that they didn't even have. You know, maybe working with children, getting connected with volunteering, that sort of thing. So that's part of the inspiration. And, you know, and it kind of stemmed back to the Older Americans Month theme.
Yeah.
Just, well, doing something for that.
We really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
And that now that it's Grace Place is on the corner again of Pine Street and...
Yes, Pine and Butte.
Pine and Butte, across from Corbett's.
Yes.
Restaurant there. It's a great place to go to. I highly, highly recommend you go there. And a big shout out for Pete.
Thank you for being.
What was the title? The
Powerful Senior.
Powerful Senior.
I don't think of it either. You know what? Frankly, I don't see that. You know what?
I know.
Maybe it's because we're both about the same age. But see, I don't see that. And you're right. Senior. When you use that word, it connotates things.
Yeah.
And I know Pete's always on the cusp of out there running around and doing things and pushing and supporting the community. And I know other people, you know, like us, you know, that are out there, you know, building businesses and all that. You know, all that. Yeah. So. It's good to be recognized for all the things you've done, Pete.
Well, thank you.
You're a great guy.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pete.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
From Compass Shining Care. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After-hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Before the hour of 8 o'clock. If it was before 10 o'clock, I'd be laying down back in my office going, Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. With the temperature going to be another 100 in the hundreds again this weekend, if you don't go and if you're having any type of problem at all, if you wonder if your filters are working right or if your machines are working right, go give Martin a call. A veteran-owned business voted best in the North State in 2015. If you've got an emergency, they are there. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They are our choice. We use them. Bob, what happened today?
With all that's going on in this world with all the stuff that is just battering us left
trauma.
And right. The drama and the trauma. I think we need to look back at this moment in 1969 when the world watched television as an entire world.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Today, July 20th, 1969, and President Kennedy had said, we will have a man on the moon before the end of this decade.
And we did it.
And we did
we
it.
Put a human, we put several humans on another celestial body. No one else in the world ever did that.
That's right. And we have that capability right here in this country. And this country is growing in such new ways and exploding in so many new types of jobs. Which leads me to my next point. Last night, yes, the colonel attended his first night class at CloudWise Academy. Joe McKenna has started this, and it was a full class, and it was a cross-section of people from our city and from students who are still in high school to those starting college, to people wanting to do switch jobs, people who just wanted to learn more. I was there, of course, to see what it was and to kind of I'm sitting in on the classes because I don't know a lot about coding. I don't know anything about coding, frankly. I know the word coding.
And
I think of the word, you know, the code talkers, the Navajo code talkers that were in the Marine Corps, and the language, the Navajo language that they had that they then made into a code. It was kind of like, would probably be easier for me to understand, I always believed, than this thing of coding and the, and websites and building websites and apps and all this. But we had two people that were in here, that were there last night. One of them has a JPI, which is a website business right here in town. He has got he does business all over the world. Jared does all over the world. Jared's been here on the show before, in fact, but it had to do with a couple other things. But he's got 18 employees, 18 or 20 employees. He's backed up 80 websites right now. He could do 80 websites more if he had more people. Apex came in here needing four people that knew coding and websites and all this. Well, Joe McKenna took the bull by the horns and said, I'm going to start a school right here in our town that we can start providing people. Another gentleman that came in from the business community said, you know what, today, and he said, I don't know if it was just today or what, but I had three calls from all of the United States looking for coders, looking for website people. And he says, we can't keep up with the demand. It is the future of jobs here in America. And how do you, but you've got to get people trained on this. So how do you do that? You start them off in high school with coding. And then you also push out and you have schools like this. Joe McKenna, CloudWise Academy. I can't say enough about it. This morning I came in and explained HTML, CSS, in JavaScript to Bob. And Bob said it was the best definition he had ever heard about what that does. And it all came off from our instructor, Nathan. And the whole thing is what it does, how you build scripts. And I actually wrote code last night, Bob. I wrote code last night. Woo. Bracket, div, bracket. You know, that's the way it starts out. And Linda fixed me a little lunch paper to go to school with, and I had little notes in there and all this. But frankly, this is, you know what? There are jobs out there. They're well-paying jobs. They are jobs that people can do from right here in town. A lot of jobs they can do from their homes. If this is a great, you know, something like for single mothers, women from One Safe Place. They get courses in this, and the point is not that you can write 1,000 lines of code for a website, because if you have 1,000 lines of code, that means you've got to take care of 1,000 lines of code, but maybe 100 lines of code, which, trust me, everybody, it looks extremely difficult, and in fact, it's kind of an art as well as being a science on how things fit in there. But then what you're doing, though, is then you're adding things. You don't want a lot of code. You want how the website is attractive or how it works with people. Jared was telling us how he has on his teams can do a website in a month, but his team is built of not just those people that do the coding, but those who go back and look at what they've written. And you've got another person out there that says, what exactly does the customer want?
Yeah,
but this also means that you can write apps and things for yourself, for your business, and it takes you that step forward.
Yep.
So, I mean, you told me yesterday you've never done that.
I have dabbled in it just enough to know that I don't have that. I can hack out a website, but it's neither elegant nor particularly beautiful. I mean, I can do the functional stuff, but I don't have the aesthetic senses.
You can go to different places and build it like that, or you can take one and figure out how it's supposed to look, and you can add the things to it. You know, with the HTML, the CSS, and the Java. I mean, when people would talk about that, I'd have, you know what, that kind of stuff. You know, people's eyes roll back in their head, but it's simple. Mm-hmm. It's simple when you think about it, when you break it down to what it does. One is things, one is the noun, one is the verb, and one is the adjective.
Well,
when you break it down like that, then you can understand how everything fits in.
But I think this is going to give you a better appreciation when you say, well, why can't our website do this, which sounds on the surface like a very simple process, but there's actually a lot of moving parts going on behind the scenes. I think that's going to give you a much better understanding of that.
I think so. And, you know, the fact is, too, is this is what I would encourage people to do. We had two veterans in there last night, Chris and Jake. And Chris actually, Chris is a disabled veteran. And this is something that he's looking at. He hasn't been able to find a job. And he's, like I say, he's in a wheelchair. He's disabled, was part of a delivery vehicle unit for the special operations, where they would bring the SEALs into places. They weren't a member of the SEAL team, but they were part of their vehicle delivery systems. And whether it was bringing them in on land or by sea, and he's injured. And this is something, and like you said, he says, there's not a lot of jobs out there for my expertise, but he's very, very bright. And he knows, and he gets in there into the computer, and he's just bouncing. He is already ahead of everybody that I know of, at least it looks like. He says, yeah, you just have to put that different kind of bracket on it, because everything has got different meanings in different areas. Anyway, but this is, CloudWise Academy. The next class is starting in August. And if you're a veteran and you're looking for a job, if you're looking to change your jobs, if you're looking for something that's going to give you a step up in your job or your business, I would hardly recommend this. Yeah, this is just something we're going to have the EOC on tomorrow, and they're the ones that started the Shasta Venture Hub. This is jobs, well-paying jobs, and this is the future of our country. This is a chance for Reading to get into this and start this and move forward. Okay.
We have a quick update from our Shasta County Sheriff, who will be coming in a few minutes late, because how Western is this? The sheriff was out helping round up a couple of horses who had worked their way onto Highway 299, or Highway 44 at Stillwater, I guess. You can't make this stuff up.
I think it's kind of cool, really. Okay.
Well, more on the. You know what? I'm really proud of you, Carl, because you know, we're not gonna not say what our ages are. You're gonna be. By the way, you won't be on the air August 5th, which is your birthday, and August 4th, I'm performing at Wind River. We're inviting everybody to come out if you want to celebrate Carl's birthday that night. We're going to have, you know, cake and birthday songs, and we have a bunch of my friends that are going to sit in and sing and play. And Thursday night, that's August 4th from 7 to 9, so come on out. You know, Carl will be there, and he's, of course, we're going to have a kissing booth. So no tongues. We're going to take a break right after these messages.
And with that,
KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Critics are saying that whatever Texas Senator Ted Cruz says when he addresses the Republican National Convention tonight may give some clues about his presidential ambitions for 2020 should Donald Trump come up short in his bid for the White House. Meanwhile, former Romney advisor Dan Senor told CBS's This Morning that Republicans have been smart to focus so far on criticizing Hillary Clinton.
The way they're trying to frame the campaign, the way they're trying to get Republicans excited is, we know you may not love Donald Trump, but if you don't get behind him, Hillary Clinton is president. So they're just trying to make it all about her. That's the only shot they have.
Cruz halted his campaign 2 months ago, having outlasted all but Trump in a field that once numbered 17 candidates. Former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson focused on Hillary Clinton last night. He said she's promoting what he called a new world order, one that would allow government to trample on American freedoms.
The retired neurosurgeon telling delegates at the GOP convention in Cleveland not to believe some in their own party who downplayed the dangers of a Clinton presidency.
She will be appointing people who will have an effect on us for generations, and America may never recover from that.
Carson issuing a call to action.
Now is the time for us to rise up and take America back.
Carson adding he's proud to support Donald Trump, calling his former rival the right leader for our time. Wally Hines reporting.
As hot, humid weather bears down on the central part of the country, officials are saying heat is to blame in the recent death of a Missouri woman. The St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed on Tuesday that heat was to blame in the death of an elderly woman found in her home last week. Just another reminder of the dangers going outside in this kind of heat, says forecaster Brendan Rubin-Olster.
Definitely seek indoors and stay inside most of the time just because these temperatures and the humidity combined there, that's pretty dangerous for any prolonged time outside.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Most lanes of the Tappan Zee Bridge north of New York City have reopened after a crane collapsed across the entire width of the bridge yesterday. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. There were some minor injuries, but that only had to do with people slamming on the brakes so they didn't run into the crane.
Luckily, it wasn't in rush hour, and miraculously, no one hit the boom, and the boom didn't hit a car. And there were no injuries, which really, to me, is nothing short of a miracle.
A crane boom from an adjacent bridge project crashed out across a key Hudson River crossing yesterday afternoon. That did halt traffic for several hours. The parents of a toddler killed by an alligator in Walt Disney World says they don't plan to sue the theme park resort over the death. Matt and Melissa Graves of Omaha said in a statement today they want to focus on their family's future health. A family spokesman says they can't say whether a financial settlement had been reached with Disney. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. And then there were three states suing Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche over diesel emissions cheating. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
Thousands of consumers in Massachusetts were deceived. More than 15,000 folks in Massachusetts bought these cars and were defrauded by Volkswagen's actions.
Maryland has joined Massachusetts and New York in alleging that the German automaker and its affiliates broke state environmental laws by selling vehicles equipped with software that concealed true emissions numbers in order to pass government tests. Saudi Arabia's top clerics have renewed a religious edict that warns against playing Pokemon, this time as a mobile phone application called Pokemon Go. The decree was first issued back in 2001 when the game was still played with cards. It says Pokemon violates Islamic prohibitions against gambling, uses devious mason-like symbols, and promotes what it calls forbidden images. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here at KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning. Like Carl said, 63 degrees. And continuing up, we've just bumped it up to 65 degrees. Sunny today with our highs of 91. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 64. Tomorrow calls for a high of 92 with our lows of 64 tonight. Friday calls for a high of 95. And we go into triple digits on Saturday with about 103. And a Sunday with 104. The weather is brought to you. No, 69 degrees. I'm sorry. We've just moved up to 69 degrees. Yes. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Whirlwind came through the door just then.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Head on down if you're looking for estate jewelry, if you're looking for any type of jewelry. The only trained watch repair guy in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry there. Open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 222-2750 if you're looking for that special bauble. They have it. Four Winds Jewelry. And, you know, this is when we should play. I could have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Here comes cowboy. Yeah. Shasta County Sheriff, Cowboy Tom Basenka.
Couple of loose horses on 44 near Stillwater, and those were contained now, but very lucky if they would have got out in the middle of the highway there. It would have been probably a fatality for the horse and for motorists because everybody was commuting in, of course, at about 7:30, quarter to 8.
With the sun in their eyes.
Yeah. Beautiful horses, and I think they were out playing Pokemon Go.
You know what? Pokemon Go. I'm not sure which law enforcement vehicle I saw, but I did see one with the guy had his phone up in front of him, making a left and making a right. You don't think he was going after Pokemon Go, do you?
I don't think so, and hopefully it wasn't a sheriff's vehicle.
I just made that up. It was just a joke. Just a joke. Hey, is this a problem?
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
I won't say necessarily a problem, but it's definitely a concern. We've had people statewide, a couple of Pokemon Go players went off a cliff, I think, in
Encinitas.
L.A.
Encinitas. Yeah. There are cliffs along the
Had trespassing into people's yards and on their property, and it's caused some problems. And so they have to be still respectful of people's property and be careful. Somebody was hit by a car, too. They went out in traffic focused on their smartphone.
Bob, that could have been what happened this morning. The guy was doing Pokemon Go after he broke into that one place.
Quite possible. He didn't have a phone out. He was just looking. He had that face that said, I'm going to look for trouble, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Pokemon Go, we had Christy Kidd in from Turtle Bay yesterday. And she, of course, is always levitating anyway. And she said that the place is just inundated with people down there that are looking for the I have no idea what it is because I don't know. I haven't got the I haven't done Pokemon Go, nor did I do Pokemon back when it first came out. But she said there's hundreds of people out there, and they're all talking to each other, and everybody's walking around.
Yeah.
And right now at Turtle Bay, you can get $5 off admission. because if you're playing Pokemon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So
I saw a post by Bruce Ross, who's a representative for Assemblyman Brian Daly, and he had a picture down underneath the Sundial Bridge. And there was probably 50 or 60 people lined up and had their smartphones in front of them. They were all playing Pokemon Go there the other night.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, well, I think Christy said that her husband, because they've got these things that got alerts that will bing or something like that. And he got up and walked outside because one of them was going by, or his Pokemon, one of these little things they're looking for was out there. And then there's two girls. And Linda says, what are two girls doing out at 2 a.m. in the morning?
No, I was just going to mention that. Okay. They were robbed of their cell phones down around Kids Kingdom, I believe.
Yeah.
But it was out at 2 or 3 in the morning. They were playing Pokemon Go. But people have to remember to be safe. Don't do it while driving, of course. And if you're running across the street, obey traffic laws. Look both ways before you cross. We don't want to see somebody get hit by a car.
Hey, somebody asked you a question about CloudWise Academy that I was waxing on eloquently about last segment. It's CloudWiseAcademy.com. It's CloudWise, W-I-S-E, Academy.com. And the phone number there is 515, and I can't read it, 515. Can you read that?
Okay. Yes. 9851. 515-9851. And you can go to joe@cloudwiseacademy.com.
There you go.
joe@cloudwiseacademy.com.
If you want to have, if you want to learn anything else about the new world of coding and how it's going to explode here in Reading. There's so many jobs out there already. They're looking for people. What a great idea for a job change, or for the working mother who would like to stay home with their kids but is good with computers and gets into this. And it's not for everybody. I mean, when you get started, it's not for everybody. However, you don't have to be a computer geek to begin with, though there are people in that class that are. Okay. Sheriff Tom.
Speaking of hiring, we're hiring also for correctional deputy, the people that work in the jail, and for service officers that work in the jail. So if they check the Shasta County Support Services Personnel Division website, they can see the post job offerings that we have posted. And we're testing for those, and we'll be testing for...
Do they have to go through the academy for those?
There's for a correctional deputy, there's a shortened academy that focuses strictly on corrections. And we're also going to be testing for deputy trainee, which we'll send to the academy as well.
Have you had any raises for the for your deputies?
Not recently. They are in negotiations right now with the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, if you go to the sheriff, I went co.shasta.ca.us, but it does say the job. Adult custody cook.
Yep, you can be a cook.
And correctional officer.
Not just a cook.
Level 1 and 2, deputy sheriff entry level, and deputy sheriff lateral.
Right. So we'll be posting the ones for entry level here pretty soon if they're not already.
And then also on the site, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have new personal firearm records and CCW information page. Because I'm sure you guys get called all the time what's happening.
Yes, exactly.
I want to take a break now, which is early, because I want to come back and I want... The new firearm laws. Before, I'd literally thought that I cannot hand ammunition to my grandson. But that's not what it says. So
we can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, because I was misled in the sense of they said, oh, no, if you can't give more than 50 rounds to somebody that you're shooting with. But
we'll talk about that. Yeah. There's some exceptions to it. And it was wouldn't surprise if it was in the last minute making of sausage in the legislature.
I think they changed it because that was going to be... I called the governor that night on his home phone and said, you know, Jer, I'm just not sure that part's really going to work. And he said, you know, Carl, let me take a look at it.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 70 degrees going up to 91 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, right here on the 20th of July.
Tonight there's gold.
Attention parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Reading's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
National News with a local view. KCNR,
1460 AM. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday morning, the 20th of July. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corners of Court and Eureka. You know what? The only place in town that's got a saltwater pool, it's got brand new equipment in there, new anything from walking and jogging machines, reclining bikes, upright bikes, spinning, free weights. It's got it all there. Plus Boheme Spa. That's why it's a club. You go down there and get it all done in one spot. It's a great experience for everybody. Give them a call.
I'm back in the pool again with Kathleen Kelling doing aqua. It's not even aqua aerobics. It's a training class under the water, and so I'm feeling fatigued and working out, but it's a good way. My muscles and my joints aren't hurting because of the fact that we're working out in salt water. It's fantastic.
Give them a call, 768-1205. Okay, our guest today is Shasta County Sheriff, as we call him, Cowboy Tom Basenko here.
Horse roundup.
Smelling a little bit like horse when you walk in.
So. A horse, of course.
You know, here's our sheriff. He's out there on 44 rescuing horses and people. And tells the horse to stop. The horse obeys. He frisked him, made sure he wasn't carrying anything. On a serious note, what the hell is going on in our country right now as far as this war on police?
It is very concerning. Over the last 2 weeks, I think 9 officers have been killed as a result of gunfire. Some of it's ambushing.
At least nine.
And then if you go back farther, There's been about 70 officers killed since the first of the year in the line of duty, and the majority of those have been as a result of gunfire as well.
Plus all the just the different attacks on there.
Yeah, you have stabbings and
you had the one policeman that was killed, but then the guy killed himself right after that. So as bad as that is, it's not like he called him in.
Right.
And then ambushed him like the one in, I think, Kansas City.
Right. And then just recently here, we had an officer-involved shooting in Redding. We're investigating that. Currently, a person had a replica gun, and a lot of people say, well, why wasn't it marked or anything? Well, they're not required to be. And that thing, that gun, looked identical to a regular Sig Sauer Model P226. You could not tell the difference if you had them like 2 feet away from you.
Yeah, the thing about it is they had, you know, for everybody, I was getting ready to post those pictures up, and the Redding Record Searchlight put them out there. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, this the gun from 5 feet away, turning, and somebody's got it in his hand, it's a SIG.
They weigh about the same, they look the same, and that's one of the reasons we posted that of the in the news release of the investigation. We're doing the investigation, and so we posted it. And we went out and took a picture of a new P226, and it had the replica right there with it because, of course, the replica had a little bit of dirt on it. But if it had been cleaned up, you couldn't tell the difference.
Even then, though, when you turn around, it looked like a gun in his hand. Al Qaeda used to give guns that looked like that, different guns to kids in Baghdad.
There was a
and what would happen is those kids, and they tell them to go play with the soldiers. So these kids would come up with carrying these guns. And I, you know what? Why there weren't kids killed, more kids killed, I don't know. But they were handed. I mean, there was like hundreds of them handed out. And what they were looking for is for somebody to come up and shoot one of these kids, you know, to make things worse. And but the guns were just like this. They looked just like the real ones.
Right. So, and then probably some of the kids had real guns, too.
Well, they may. And see, that's the
thing.
And
that would lessen your... Yeah.
Well, you know,
concern about it.
It would. So, but these kids are like 6 or 7 years old.
So it's very concerning. The group, I think it's a terrorist organization myself, Black Lives Matter, has been chanting for, they were chanting basically, I paraphrase, what do you want, dead cops, what do you want, dead cops, we want more. And they're chanting to kill law enforcement officers nationwide. Then we saw in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe, an officer goes to have lunch or dinner and ends up with glass in his sandwich. They are still investigating that, if that was by accident or on purpose.
They're not sure about that one. But what about these places that are refusing to serve police that went up in Washington State? The county sheriff. And it's this place that, it's a teriyaki place, said they're not going to serve police anymore. The one down in the East Coast in the South, it was an employee that said that, and it was immediately fired. And
right.
They got huge apologies from the place.
You know, but
what's going on, Tom? Is it a perceived war? Is it the black community, African American community, frankly says, hey, look, you know, we've had enough of this. We're tired of being stopped. We're tired of being rousted. We're tired of blacks being killed with no ramifications afterwards.
But
ignoring what, you know, everything
what the
around
law
it.
Is.
Yeah,
ignoring and everything. On top of that, these cases are investigated and the officers are cleared. There's it's been shown nationwide statistics that more African Americans are killed by other African Americans than law enforcement, and law enforcement, when they're put in that situation, are actually have more fatalities with Caucasians than they do with African Americans.
Yeah, but if you look at,
but that's the media spin to it, and they're still trying to cast law enforcement in a negative light. Some of the legislators and our elected officials, the governor came out chastising some of the use of force. It was in somewhere back east. It was either the Minnesota or Baton Rouge one. I can't remember which fatality.
Minnesota was the one where the policeman shot the driver of the car who had the concealed carry permit. And that leads us to something else.
Right.
But they had the concealed carry permit, and there's something that he was reaching for his wallet, and the policeman saw the gun or something like
that. Yeah, he was disobeying the orders, too, because they had that where he says, don't move, don't. Just keep your hands where I can see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you never know if the person is legitimately saying they're a CCW holder or not. and it only takes a fraction of a second to take the officer's life.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, because we've got more concealed carry permits up here.
Got about 7,000.
Yeah. Okay, so I know what the California Highway Patrol says, what they'd like you to do, but what would you do? I mean, okay, if I had a CCW and I get pulled over by a sheriff's deputy, what happens then?
It should be just good common sense. It's not required by law. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. The officer will come up and usually advise you what they're being stopped for. So they'll say, the reason I stopped you is for your speed, and may I see your driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration, please. And then before you do anything else, hopefully you don't have it in the glove box, because then with your registration, because you forget about it, you pop open the glove box, there's a gun.
Gun falls out on the floor.
And then you're going to be looking at the officer's gun, and that's right. Not a good situation. But then if they just bring it to their attention, say, officer, I'm a licensed concealed weapons carrier, and the gun is located in the small of my back, it's located on my ankle, it's located underneath my seat, or wherever it may be, and then wait for instructions from the officer from there, and they'll instruct you on what to do from there, and then follow the officer's instructions.
Okay. And that's, I think that's the secret to everything, is if you're pulled over, you do what the officer says.
Yeah.
Even if he wants you to sit around, get out, dance a little bit, but not.
Follow the instructions.
Just follow the instructions.
Easiest thing is obey the law.
Yeah, but you know what? Come on, Tom. I mean, I got hit the other day on a cell phone. And I was wrong, but I had my reasons, but I was wrong. But it's that kind of thing even knowing that I am pure when it comes to law.
A little different with, maybe on your cell phone or speeding, but yeah. We see some of these things of the outrage, but have armed robbers,
yes.
People that are stabbing other people, and they ended up getting shot or killed by law enforcement. Hey, it wouldn't have happened if they would have obeyed the law.
I understand that the young man that was killed in St. Louis, his mother is going to be one of the main speakers, or not one of the main speakers, but one of the speakers at the Democrat convention.
Yeah, and then they
and we're talking about unity in the country, bringing the country together, and the young man who was killed and started the Black Lives Matter, my hands up, don't shoot. His hands weren't up.
Which was a fallacy.
And, I mean, everybody from grand juries to the Justice Department tried to find something on that policeman. And it was all ruled that it was self-defense, that this Michael Brown brought it on himself. Yet they're bringing her on.
And there were no hands up.
Yeah, there were no hands up.
He was trying to disarm the officer.
Right. So the thing about it, though, is why now? Why is it? Has it starting to peak now?
I think this is the most divisive and polarization of our nation that I've seen in my lifetime. I was a young child in the '60s, and there was plenty of divisiveness and riots, and you had segregation, and then desegregation, and you had Vietnam War riots and everything.
Yeah.
Most of that I saw on TV, now you're really seeing another polarization of the nation, mainly towards race. It's getting worse instead of better. It's very much of a concern. The Democrats were complaining because the Republicans brought in a mother of one of the surviving mother, family member
from Benghazi.
Yeah. And they're saying they were exploiting the deaths of that. But what are they doing by bringing in the person to their national convention, too? They're doing the same thing, but they're complaining about it.
The polarization in our country is not just among races, though. I mean, they're pushing hatred.
Oh, you're seeing religions.
It's wealth or lack of wealth. It's they're dividing our country into, and I say they because it's the leadership of our country that's been elected in there. Now, I'm not saying that they're leaders. I'm just saying those elected officials are pushing our country into so many different divisive units. Now, and you have people say, it's easier to control us. That if you're not united, it's easier to control us, blah, 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 blah. Bob said something today.
And then where's law enforcement?
Yeah, and
we're in the middle.
You're in the middle of that, trying to keep it all together. And like in the Freddie Gray case, the prosecutor goes in for murder, second degree murder, I think, and has not won a case yet. Everyone has been kicked out. They've all been found not guilty, or they've just been dropped from for lack of evidence.
And now they're investigating her for the prosecution.
For the prosecution, which probably is right. But Bob said something today. Today, July 20th, 1969, we put a man on the moon. This country came together. This country can do that. This country ought to be able to come back from this. And it starts down here in our community. It starts with, I know, your outreach to everybody, Tom.
We're still very fortunate right here in Shasta County and our North State as a whole that people are supportive of law enforcement. We see the effort led by Brian Martin, who used to be with Redding Police as a community service officer. We support the blue, having good turnouts for that. There's some young children, some youth down in Anderson that were selling bracelets and donated $1,400 of selling bracelets to the Anderson Police Department for their canine unit. And then Supervisor Les Baugh, his wife, who's mayor of Anderson, and Dutch Brothers are coming together. They just did a press release on Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. the next day for 24 hours. They're going to donate a cup of coffee for any law enforcement officer comes in for a cup of coffee to show that they're supporting law enforcement as well. And for those that can't make it in, they're going to have also a coupon form. So we have a lot of support and good feelings here for law enforcement. Can it improve? You bet. But we're trying to do everything that we can to foster that harmony with community, individuals, and law enforcement.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:31 in the morning, Carl and DeBott. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. And you know what? There's very serious questions now. So many police have been killed. So many have been attacked here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Is it an epidemic? Is this something that's peaked already and people have already, you know, taken stands against it? Or is this going to continue?
Yeah.
This portion of the show, and maybe apropos, brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Concealed carry. This is Ted Leidy's business. This is all Ted Leidy does. This is not part-time for him. He's put together a team of NRA instructors that provides the best instruction for CCW anywhere in Northern California. In fact, Sheriff Tom Basenko shows up every so often for classes, as you do for other classes.
Yep, just say
and,
hi.
You know, say hi and tell what's going on in the world of concealed carry. Give Ted a call at 530-999-1822 or check out the website at readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and
play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Trivia is better at the River. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch is bringing me out the dark.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 25 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 70 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. This is going to be the coolest day, so you might want
to
go outside
supposed
and get all that
warming
stuff.
Up next week.
Ooh.
Yes, absolutely. On Monday, it looks like on Sunday, we have 104, and Monday we're at 105. Tuesday calls for 106. That so far is the forecast. But as Bob said, as we start to get to 4 or 5 days out, sometimes that does change. It was a higher quote earlier in the week. Going to the chat pack, welcome back to the show, first of all, KCNR 1460. And our guest this morning is Sheriff Tom Basenko, as we go back into the last portion of our show here. We have two poignant questions here. We appreciate all of your inputs here on our chat pack. Go to KCNR1460.com, and you can sign on to the chat pack. We've got, can you ask the sheriff what the plan is if the tax doesn't pass? What steps are they taking, and what other plans are there?
Well, I can speak for the sheriff's office. In order for us to expand jail bed space, we need county revenues. Roughly, if you were to improve the basement of the jail once the ARC is built, or Department 1, when and if the court is built, because there's some issues there now, you'd still need at least $3 million to build the beds plus operational costs. And where does that come from? So
that would come from taxes.
You have to either have increased revenues, so somehow the county revenues picking up, which is mainly from property tax, and property values are not going up very fast at all. You're not seeing business and the economy improving but at a very slow rate. So we need jobs and we need property values to go up.
The revenue's been stagnant.
Yeah.
It's flatlining across for not only the county but the city.
And if it's flat,
we're losing people,
it's going down.
We're losing kids. That means if it's flatlined, it means we're
because
going down.
Because expenses aren't flatlined.
No,
they
everything's
keep going
up. You know, that's a good question, Tom. What do we do? Okay, so we're fighting the battle now. There was a 47-year-old guy on the river trail. Two teenagers attacked him trying to steal his bike. Other people in here saying their business has been broken into. We got arson everywhere. Tom, I mean, we elect our officials. I'm not saying leaders. I'm going to say we elect our officials to do something about it. The county, as far as I'm concerned, has done nothing in 4 years, and the city, with all these promises they're making, they're hanging it on a tax that maybe won't pass.
And we saw it also happen in Siskiyou County. They had it was a two-thirds one, but it did not pass. But Anderson passed it. Red Bluff passed it. Humboldt County passed it.
Well, Anderson is kind of apples and oranges because in Anderson, a lot of what happens to them comes up here to you.
Right.
I mean, the results
but
of that
it worked for
you.
Them. They,
but it worked
they get
for them.
I think $2 million a year that helped them expand
hire,
out their
hire
police
more
department.
Police. Okay. So if we have more police and more sheriffs,
we got to have bed space.
Hello.
And on top of that, Proposition 57, that's the governor's proposition.
Oh, here we go.
He wants to release more people. With Prop 47, if it passes, we'll release more people,
47
inmates.
More.
57,
right.
57. That's a new proposition you'll see on in November, on the November ballot. And they'll be released. If that passes, you'll see more people released from prison through parole. It changes the sentencing. If somebody is sentenced 25 years to life, if the parole board wants to, they could parole the person just after a few years, saying that they've been rehabilitated, and release them. So you could be seeing violent people released from prison as well.
It also is based on their on the last conviction, not anything before
that. That's correct. You could have a conviction for burglary, but have a very violent past and still get released.
And then those people, again, come back. They're all institutionalized, most of them.
Yes.
So they come back out on the streets. They don't get jobs.
And where do they come? Back to their home, could be the county here. And then they go out and commit more crime, and then there's an impact there as well. Plus, there's no space.
Violent crime's on the rise?
Violent crime is up 10% throughout the state. We've seen a rise, I think, here locally as well.
Yeah, and people, I think people are looking at that, and they're looking at Sacramento, and they're saying, wait a minute. All these things are supposed to help, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, our crime rate should be going down. Well, it's been going down for 20 years. Well, not anymore.
Sacramento is not a help, because if you try and get a piece of legislation passed, a bill passed, that increases sentencing, increases prison, does anything to impact a person convicted of a crime, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be defeated along partisan lines. And we've seen that happen. We had a bill to restore making it a felony to steal a gun. Now it's a misdemeanor if it's worth less than $950. They wanted to restore that to a felony, and that failed.
I thought that passed.
No, that's on the Safety for None Act, the Newsom initiative. No. Safety for All Act is its real name.
Safety
for
None.
Being sarcastic, but that one's on the Newsom initiative.
Well, let's talk a little bit about now. You know, Sacramento and this new gun laws that they've done.
They had a plethora of laws.
Let's talk a little bit about that ammo law, because that was one that must have been changed.
That one is set to take effect, I believe, in 2019, so it's a little bit extended. But basically, it would be illegal, it's an infraction, to loan, give, or transfer ammunition, except if it's your immediate family, or if you're going hunting and you're with a guide can loan you ammunition as well, or give you ammunition. But you cannot sell the ammunition.
You can give people ammunition.
You can give it to them. Yeah.
But you can't sell them to
certain
people,
usually immediate family.
So I can then give to my grandson and all
yeah,
things like
but
this.
If you and I were going somewhere,
I couldn't give you.
You could not do that.
Okay, now, there was confusion there. Now, other laws they passed. If I have a high-capacity magazine, which means anything over the number 10,
right.
I have to turn them into you.
You can either, A, turn them in, destroy them, move them out of state, or sell them to a licensed dealer. You can do all of those.
You expect to see a lot of those?
No, not at all.
L.A. hasn't had one yet, have they?
Not that I'm aware of. The first 2 weeks when they passed a mag ban down in L.A. last year. We're suing them over that as well, which I think that'll be withdrawn because it just passed state law. But anyway, we're suing them because of that. And within the first 2 weeks, they had zero turned in. Zero. None of these laws that were passed will impact crime, violent crime, or criminals. They're impacting the law-abiding citizen.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they see that? Or they don't care?
They don't care. It's about control.
It's about doing away
citizenry.
With guns totally, right?
It is.
Okay, what's the law on the assault? You've got to register any centerfire
semi-automatic.
Rifle, semi-automatic that has a removable magazine.
A detachable magazine, yes.
Does that include the SKS?
Yeah, well, if that has a detachable box magazine, yes. If it includes a Remington 742, it has to have has at least one characteristic in addition to the detachable
Plus,
magazine.
That's right.
So it has to have a thumb stock, a handle stock, a four-handle stock, a flash suppressor. So it could include a Mini 14, which is a 223 rifle based on the M1A action, and not all Mini 14s have flash suppressors. Some do.
Yeah, so my M1A1
would. Because it has a flash suppressor.
Not if it doesn't have a flash suppressor.
Well, if you had
it could
it,
be
it
a,
comes
it
with
be
one,
a,
but if
right,
you had
if
it removed.
You have a muzzle brake on
yes,
it, something
correct.
Like that. And this thing will fire 10 rounds as fast as you can pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a battle rifle.
It's a collector's item. It's military history.
Well,
but they're,
not the new ones, the M1A ones. Now, the M1 Grand,
yeah,
which is probably one of the best battle rifles in history,
does not have
a removable
that
magazine.
That is a clip, a true clip.
Yeah.
So there's a difference.
In. But it still pushes out 8 rounds of .30-06 or .308.
But,
you know,
again,
none of these
will impact violent crime, nor will it impact criminals, unfortunately. Also, then if you purchase large amounts of ammunition, then they report that to the chief of police or to the sheriff, too. So if Carl went down and purchased, you know, 10,000 rounds of ammunition, we get notified that he did that. Here in Northern California, it's not a big deal because you could use it for squirrel hunting or anything else.
Right. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, and thank you very much for a chat pack. We've got a lot of comments here. We'll have to
things going
with the
on
gun laws,
there.
I will soon be a criminal. I know some people are really not in favor of the tax raise, as
right.
we're seeing here. Okay, anyway.
If they want to be informed about the most recent gun laws and legislation, I encourage people to go to Gun Owners of California, which is gunownersca.com, or to the California Rifle Pistol Association, which is crpa.org, and they can give you it has on their legislation a rundown of the most recent laws that were signed into law by the governor.
Okay. crpa.org. CRPA.org. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, if you've just had an operation, or you've got a neighbor and people are feeling like, oh my gosh, we can't take off of work, or, you know, we've given her a lot of time, or you have somebody who's an elderly person, Home Helpers, they're bonded. People will come to the house. They do anything from, you know, make a lunch, change a bandage, check your meds, put food in the refrigerator, do what needs to be done. It's nice to know that somebody's going to have an extensive background before you bring them in for a loved one's care. Home Helpers, located in Larkspur Lane, owned by Sharon Clark, a woman who has just given up her time and dedication for 10 years to build this business. 226-8350. We're going to take a break. Be right back after these messages here with our sheriff, KCNR 1460.
WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Bob.
Currently 70 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. The weather today is mostly clear with our temperatures around 64 tonight. As we progress through the week, you know, you're under the triple digits tomorrow and the next day, but it's Sunday. Saturday hits 103, 104, so stay cool there. We are back live with just a few, like 10 minutes left with our sheriff here. I did post in the chat pack any last questions. I know we want to cover drones and fire and a few things, but one of the questions that somebody had posted, they wanted to know what happened to the guy who was the stabber, Orsby. Could he have been kept in jail or at least been given mental health treatment? His release seems ill-advised considering his past behavior. He is in danger to others and cannot see that anything's being done. And so you know about this case.
Correct. That was the one where he was upset with his order or his credit card or something. And
he said they took his credit card.
And then he stabbed the clerks at the Taco Bell off of Market Street here.
Right here.
It's right like, next to the, like, near the studios.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was his most recent release, he bailed out. Prior to that, he had been arrested for some misdemeanor crimes. And again, the jail is full. When they get released due to misdemeanor crimes, we can't order them for mental health reasons. We're not a court of law. That comes from court if they have to have some mental health stuff. We do need improvements to our mental health services here in Shasta County and maybe a crisis center.
Do your guys, when they look at him, say, this guy's bonkers? And then do they, they've got lots of experience. If they look at this guy, and I'm not saying this guy specifically, somebody, and they go, hey, this person should not be on the streets, do they call somebody? Can they do anything?
Sometimes, no, they can't, other than keep them in jail. And we have mental health services in the jail as well. And the men and women that are the classification officers for the jail and classify where they go and who gets out, And the supervisor, the sergeants, and the watch commanders have a huge, huge job because it's completely full. There's no beds. And so if somebody has to get released or someone stays, then somebody has to get released. And then who is that? Most of the time, misdemeanor crimes, whether it be vandalism, possession of narcotics, thefts, most thefts are misdemeanors if they're under $950. Those get released, and they don't have the room. That's why it's so important that we have the ARC being built and additional jail bed space. That's what part of this sales tax would go to, is to build more jail beds. We need that. We need some crisis intervention with mental health, of sometimes where the officers could take somebody maybe to prevent a crime. They're out acting strange and having a mental health crisis, but haven't committed a crime yet, they could take him there for some treatment.
I called the police on a guy walked past the offices here with a pickaxe in his hand, just walking down.
There's a clue.
And I go, that could be a problem.
That could be scary. Billy Bob, let's go to the phones. What's your question, or do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, Sheriff Lysenko, you're a top-notch sheriff in all of California, but I want to be the reminder that 4 years ago, and where the stumbling block is this whole discussion has been rolling back to one single thing, which is no space to hold these people. And again, 4 or 5 years ago, we had a chance to get $34 million from the state to build the Twin Tower there next to the existing jail. And it would have given us another 300 beds. And we turned down the money because of the Board of Supervisors' stupidity. And I know you were probably for it and didn't have the operational money. That's been the story. But if we had had that jail built, and it would have been completed by now, and we could have got the money, I mean, to run it, to get your officers in there, there is no question. But we were so foolish that we didn't take the $34 million. And it would have been built, and your problems would have been cut in half with this.
Absolutely, Billy. You have very good memory. The Twin Tower would have been about a 262-bed facility, and the board did turn that down. Right now, we're over 100 beds short every day in the county, and that grows. We've had capacity releases since 1993. Then, in the meantime, our Crystal Creek Fire Campus closed, and our detention annex losing about 160 beds, and that's put us even more behind. And the ARC won't be built for another year, but you're right, that other tower would have been completed about now had they moved forward with it. And
exactly.
I think they could have worked on coming up with the operational cost. The operational cost was going to be about $6 to $8 million a year. I don't see it in the county budget right now, but at least if you had it partially opened, at least you'd have this facility.
Well, and that's it. And you're handcuffed. You know, you might as well just wake up every morning and put your own handcuffs on yourself. Man, this is crazy. So I just had to be the bad nut there to remind everybody that our Board of Supervisors missed that ball. They didn't even come to the ball game. So I'll let you guys go.
Billy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Billy. You know, you're right. You know, and when that came out, you know, right in the middle of that worst, you know, in that terrible recession, which we're still in, by
right.
the way, and people were running scared. And I am not
standing
up for the board, but they are still running scared. Yeah, you're right. Let's hit drones.
Drones.
People are flying drones around fires, which causes even a bigger problem.
They want to get some film footage, and then that puts the firefighters in danger and the firefighter pilots. Because if there's a drone up there and a pilot doesn't see it, they're going to crash. They're going to hit it and crash. And so what they do is they suspend air operations, and that suspends fire suppression, air support for the firefighters. So please don't fly your drones to get some cool footage of the fire and firefighting when there's helicopters and planes.
Can't those people be fined?
They can if they get them caught, but you never know where they're coming from.
Can we shoot them down?
I can't say yes, but sometimes things happen in a fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
They're also looking at jamming devices,
I'll shoot
potentially.
Them down.
I heard on the news that they're looking at some type of jamming devices to ground
them. We've got jamming devices that, as soon as you turn them on, then the problem is the drone, unless it's got some kind of return to base or it drops straight down, then now it's not being driven by anybody. And some of them have got return to base type. They just turn around and they come back.
It drops straight down and gets burned up.
There you go.
Oh, so well.
Okay. Somebody says here that he's declaring himself as a trans-armored.
A trans-armored.
Armored, yeah. Okay. He's carrying armor and guns. So it's not transgender anymore.
But it's very dangerous out there. I've told my guys to be even more vigilant, and ladies, my men and women of the sheriff's office out there, but told them to be even more vigilant than already. So
we have not faced this problem yet. You know, we have had shootouts before, but they've been in a different sense.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, young man that was shot the other day, and he's
with
still
the BB
alive,
gun,
the one that had the look-alike BB
right.
gun, he's still alive. And if you read what his sister wrote, it was so heartfelt. He's been having mental problems for years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been, you know, they've got him in actually for 2 weeks, but then he walked away. That he's trying to self-medicate himself, you know, he's self-medicating himself with meth. I'm just saying what the sister said. She said, you know what, in that day he was busting windows, he was out of control.
Mm.
He lived in the cemetery, I guess, and this is when all this happened. And you look at it from a mental health problem that if he had been someplace else, He wouldn't be laying in a hospital right now if we'd been able to help him. But I guess with him,
probably
a lot
goes back
of it
even
was,
farther too.
Drug problems, yeah,
substance abuse.
But he wouldn't take his medication. So that goes back to the person. But it's a spiral for him. I've known people.
That's very common. That a lot of times people with mental illnesses that are getting medication, they don't like their medication because it makes them lethargic, and so then they want to get off of it. They stop taking it, and then they start having more mental health crisis, and then try and self-medicate.
They feel better.
They feel, quote, better.
They're feeling better,
but
so they get off it.
Then they try and self-medicate with alcohol and drugs or both and having problems.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge concern. But the men and women of the sheriff's office and law enforcement here in Shasta County, we're out here to serve the people. We have a very difficult job. We appreciate. I've gotten emails and Facebook messages as saying, hey, please thank your folks for the job that they do every day and putting themselves in harm's way. And that's very, very rewarding for them to receive that.
We hear a lot of the stuff. We want to thank our law enforcement. Our people here in Shasta County, our city, and Anderson, and everybody, mm-hmm. we appreciate them, Tom. And I hope you take this back to all your people, is that the vast, vast, vast majority appreciates everything they do. It's a dangerous job. You know, the complaints you hear is from nobody that's ever kicked in a door or stacked outside the door to go in on a hostile entry. So we appreciate you all.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
We got to run.
Appreciate
tomorrow
you.
We've got the EDD, Economic Development Corporation, EDC, is going to be here talking about steps forward in our coding and all the things that are happening on the IT scene. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Support the blue.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With Ted Cruz set to deliver a speech tonight at the Republican National Convention, it's a question that's a subject of a lot of speculation. Will Cruz endorse Donald Trump? Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort isn't saying whether he will, but Manafort is looking forward to the speech.
I think he'll say something, but he'll give a sign of where he is on Donald Trump that will be pleasing to the Trump campaign and to the Republicans.
Also tonight, Trump running mate Mike Pence gives his acceptance speech. Donald Trump Jr. says his father's speech tomorrow will be all about taking care of America. Well, it's not only the heat, it's the humidity, and there's plenty of both across much of the country. You combine those two H's, and it will feel like 115 degrees in a lot of places.
Some of the major cities affected by this heat wave would extend from Minneapolis, St. Paul, through Des Moines, Iowa, Kansas City, and St. Louis, Missouri,